5:29 South African time on this beautiful, mashallah, Tuesday morning, Yom Thulatha, the 27th of June, which is today the 8th of Dhul-Hijjah, 1444. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Marakas Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. And I want to welcome our beloved senior teacher, respected Honorable Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain, Hafidhahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Tuesday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 8th of Zulhijjah, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on Surah An-Naml, chapter number 27 and verses number 23 to verse number 26. We know that Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam was supervising, inspecting whatever Almighty Allah Jalla Wala gave him under his jurisdiction and authority. So here we find that Almighty Allah informs us that how Hudhud, a small little bird, whoopee, and it is informing Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam, who has such a magnificent kingdom, and is giving back the report back to him. So he states that is now Hudus, Hudhud is informing them, Inni wajadtu mra'atan, indeed I found a lady. What is the lady's name? They say Bilqis. So Bilqis is the queen, you know, of the bees and so forth and so on. But nowhere is the name mentioned in the Quran Sharif or in the Sunnah Mubarakah, the authentic Sunnah. It is some commentators and books of history that have mentioned that. Tamlikuhum, she is their queen and she is their leader. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Bukhari Sharif, layyufliha qawmun wallaw amrahum imra'a, when a nation hands over their affairs and matters to a female, a lady, then they will never be successful. So in that time, remember, it was permissible for them. They were non-Muslim also at that time. وَأُوْتِيَتْ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, and she was given from everything, everything that she required at that time to run the country. So this is all in Yemen now. And the hotel we stayed when we visited Yemen in 2000 was the Queen Sheba Hotel, so named after her. And وَلَهَا أَرْشٌ عَظِيمٌ, and she has a magnificent arsh and a throne, meaning there are so many gold and diamonds and pearls and rubies and whatever else. But the problem, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, is this, وَجَدْتُهَا وَقَوْمَهَا, I found her, this Bilqis, queen of Sheba, of Saba, and her people, يَسْجُدُونَ لِشَمْسِ, that they are worshipping and making sajda and prostrating to the sun. They were sun worshippers. مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ, besides Almighty Allah. So this is the height of kufr and shirk. Surah number 31 and verse number 13, 14, Almighty Allah speaks of all this and teaches us, inna shirka la zulmun azim. That shirk, remember, ascribing, associating somebody, something to Almighty Allah, is the worst form of oppression and transgression. Wa utiyat min kulli shay wa laha arshun azim. So, you know, the next line, yasjuduna li shams. And remember that they were worshipping the sun and are worshipping when he was reporting. Min dunillah, besides Almighty Allah. Wa zayyana lahum ash-shaytanu a'malahum. Satan, Lucifer, his comrades and cronies, they adorned and beautified and decorated. Remember the actions they were doing. So today you see 8 billion plus people, 7 billion involved in kufr and shirk. Faswaddahum anis-sabil, and prevented them from the right path, the path of sirati mustaqim, and the correct path. Fahum la yahtadun, fahum la yahtadun, they are not a guided people, they're not on the right path. Allah yasjudu, why don't they make sajda and, you know, prostrate to him, to Almighty Allah. Lilladhi, that to all Allahi alladhi, to Almighty Allah jalla wala, the supreme being. لِلَّهِ الَّذِي يُخْرِجُ الْخَبْءَ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, the one who brings forward, who brings out, remember, the hidden things in the heavens and in the sky. Almighty Allah is the only Khaliq, the only creator. But people can discover things, so Almighty Allah then exposes it in the heavens, in the earth, فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تُخْفُونَ وَمَا تُعْلِنُونَ, and Almighty Allah alone knows what you are concealing in the darkness of the night. وَمَا تُعْلِنُونَ, and whatever you are displaying, remember, in the brightness of the day. So our private life, public life, everything is known solely, only, exclusively to Almighty Allah. Allahu la ilaha illahu. Almighty Allah is that supreme being. La ilaha illahu. La ma'abuda bihaqin illahu. That truly there is none worthy of worship but him, Almighty Allah. Rabbul arshil azim. And he is the possessor, owner of the magnificent arsh and throne. You must make a sajda there, because I read the sajda live now. So all of you, even now, you can make the sajda. There is no problem with that. Let us take you around the globe and the world, news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally, globally. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. First one, the Haaretz newspaper writes in his editorial, Netanyahu Bibi is Mr. Jewish terrorist. There from the horse's mouth, when I tell you that the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel are terrorists, remember that occupation is terrorism, and they are master crooks in stealing. So they steal more and more land, demolish the gardens and the farms of the Palestinians, murder their children, and so many things they do, all illegal, haram, because they are a harami nation, remember that. They no chosen nation, they are a nation that are cursed by Almighty Allah for all times, all places. Yes, those of them who are sincere, they embrace Islam, is a different issue. Putin addressed the nation yesterday in Russia and said that short-lived mutiny, I'm still giving you a choice. Either you go and live there and stay there in Belarus and no action will be taken to you, or either you join the Russian Defense Force and you sign up here and no harm will come to you. So that was a good move by Putin and so forth. Look at the United Nations. They sent a delegation to Gitmo, Guantanamo Bay, and this is their report. You can go and read their report. They said that when we came from there, we found the way the 30 Muslims are being treated is degrading, disgraceful, and it is a crude thing. And they are there for more than 20 years, detention without trial. So where is your justice system, America? Where is your human rights? Where are all this? You should be brought in front of the ICC for war crimes and so forth. Whole lot of you, Biden and Trump and Obama and Bush and whoever else, remember, just like the Israeli rogue terrorist Nazi Hitler's children. Every one of them is a terrorist, the leaders of Israel. So they are the real ones, and you can see the world now is seeing everything. Let's take you back to Israel, the rogue apartheid regime. So Haaretz posed the question, is Israel prepared to prosecute the prime minister? So that he's trying every trick in the book so that he stays out of jail. Another corrupted person, Bibi, and with his two donkeys there, one is Smotrich and one is Ben-Gvir. The Palestinians call them Ibn Himar. I agree with that. We must call them donkeys. Allah called them donkeys. Surah 62 verse 5, Kamathalil Himar. They're just like donkeys. They're going to build a youth club right in the heart of Jerusalem, and then they will say the Palestinians are attacking them. We remember the words of Golda Meir. She said that we will never forgive the Arabs because they made us kill their children. Can you believe a statement like that? That's why we say they are real haramis with Nazi tactics and Hitler's children. John Kerry, you remember him? He was one of the guys who thought he would become president and so forth. So he said, yes, the invasion was a lie against Iraq based on lies and so forth. But when they told him, what is the difference between you, Americanos, and them coming into Iraq and Russia coming into Ukraine? There's no difference. He tried to justify it, but he was humiliated and disgraced. And I go one step further. If you want to call Putin and Russia war criminals, and terrorists and so forth, so multiplied at 75 times for the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel, because they invaded Palestine, they stole Palestine, and today in full view they are breaking every law, local, national, international law, by stealing the land of the Palestinians. Listen to this figure. Israel Knesset has already approved in the West Bank they are going to build 5,700 homes for the Jutlas. Build more and more. Inshallah, in our lifetime, the Jutlas are going to run. And the Jutlas are going to run the Haramis, the Jews, and the Zionists. And then all these houses will go to the Palestinians. And that's the next news. Israel is eyeing Greece. They wanted the Israel in the heart of Europe, Ukraine. Putin put them in their place and bombed it to pieces. They'll never come there. The half of them, three-quarters of them ran away. And now the Haramis, Jutlas are eyeing Greece. And especially after the elections and so forth and so on. In Sudan, remember the rapid force says for today and tomorrow there will be a ceasefire because of Eid al-Adha and the Eid celebration. In Kurdistan, listen to the story, you Muslims. So one person, multimillionaire, he took a group of 25, 30, 35, whatever the amount is, remember that, of blind people, totally, completely blind. And he gave them his personal money, told them, go and perform Hajj. And if you see them, subhanallah, that all of them or most of them wearing sunglasses and they're making tawaf and the way they are weeping, crying. They can't see the Baytullah, but they can feel the mercy of Almighty Allah. Today they will be standing the Jama'at al-Dharir, that is the blind Jama'at from Kurdistan. And imagine the reward that person will receive who sent all this Jama'at and group of blind people from Kurdistan. Wonderful gesture. The Pharaoh in Egypt is again being humiliated. A high-rise building collapses in Alexandria, Iskandria, Egypt. So remember, some people dead, some people injured, and so forth. So they try everything, and Almighty Allah humiliates them. Listen to this one. New York Times report, Ukraine has lost 50% of the Bradley fighting vehicles given to them by America, 15% blown to pieces by Putin and Russia. Well done, Putin. You blow them to pieces. We with you. I make dua for you. Allah, Jalla Wala, use you to decimate and destroy all these Americanos and NATO and Europe and all these people who are fighting for the new world order. They want Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve, Madam and Eve to be taught to children. Putin stands like a pillar and like a rock in front of them. Iran is willing to swap the prisoners with United States. There's a lot of things going on behind the scenes. So Iran is a Harabi, also not Muslim, Shias. Pakistan arrests smugglers. You see, when the ship now sank, so there were 600-800 people. Allah alone knows how many Pakistanis they were in reality. So now the Pakistani army and police are going after these human smugglers and these people who want to take Pakistanis out of there, Pakistan, and go to the West and Europe and wherever else, legal, illegal, they're not interested. So remember that yesterday, with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla wa'ala, 14 people embrace Islam, 4 in the morning and 10 in the evening in the Q&A. We say, Allah malaka shukru kullu, walaka alhamdu kullu. Local news, you must remember, Lesotho is a small, tiny little kingdom. One day, less than a day also, you can visit the whole Lesotho. So their economy is in the doldrums, so the Basutus, some of them are crossing the border and going to the mines and so forth. So they're in the welcome. Welcome is in Free State, the Harmony mine that is not used. So 31 of them, remember, lie dead there inside. And the minister said that this is like waging a war on South Africa and so forth and so on. So there's some tension between Lesotho and, you must remember, South Africa regarding that. Today by us is the 8th of Zulhijjah, and in Makkah Mukarramah, Mina, Aziziya, Saudi Arabia, and those who follow them, the herd mentality. So remember, it is the 9th of Zulhijjah, the day of Arafat. So already the buses are moving, people are walking towards Arafat. That is what they paid millions of dollars for, the 9th of Zulhijjah, the essence of Hajj, the pinnacle of Hajj. Al-Hajju Arafat, the great component and aspect of Hajj is to be on the plains of Arafat on the 9th of Zilhijjah in the state of consecration, Ihram. Try and complete your Quran Sharif there, make dua, read the fourth kalima, cry to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Maulana Musa Akudi will be our guest inshallah in the morning, South African time, 8:30 to 9 o'clock in an interview with Maulana Zahid Khan, and then 3 o'clock South African time, 4 o'clock Saudi time, he will be making the collective dua. So those of you who want to listen to it, our program today will be inshallah after Isha in Ispingo Rail Masjid Mahbub, and where Maulana Asif Ali is. So inshallah the program will be live on Markaz Sahaba inshallahul Aziz. 11 to 12 today we will have the bliss of marriage. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala accept us all and accept the Hajj of the Hujjaj. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen.
I think this brother misunderstood you. Like he says, last night Mufti AK mentioned that if Putin comes to South Africa, you will hug him and shake his hand. We have it recorded, Mufti Saab. Putin is killing the Muslims in Ukraine. Please refrain your statement. Anonymous brother Johannes Bagustad.
Brother, when you can't hear and you got wax in your ears, what must I do? I said I just need 1 minute to meet Putin. Nobody spoke about hugging and all that. That is all the figment of your imagination. And I will tell him, I just want to make you Muslim. And because you're doing such a splendid job, so you must remember, he's the only one who can give America a bloody nose. Didn't you hear now in the New York Times, the Bradley vehicles are torn to pieces? Which Muslim country leader can do this? Good for nothing nincompoops just like you also, and when you can't even hear properly. So you must remember, and I said we'll present to him, he must become Muslim. So don't come with your nonsense and propaganda here.
Ustad, Sister Amanda says that how many hours did Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sleep? Sister Amanda, Ustad.
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in chapter 73, Ya Ayyuha, in the beginning, Ya Ayyuha al-Muzammil, Qumil Layla illa Qalila, Nisfahu awin kusminhu. So remember, study that surah right in the beginning, chapter number 73, and you will find that Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the second half of the night, more or less, sometime more, sometime less, was involved and engaged in tahajjud. tahajjud salat, engage in dua, engage in crying for me and you and the entire ummah and muslimah. So therefore, remember, for me and you, we can never ever do this. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, is, will always be the most beloved, the most precious to all, mighty Allah jalla wala, and this is what made him, the master alayhi salam, the best of the best and the greatest leader for all time, all places. Look at the prime ministers, president, kings, rulers, crown prince. They sit on their laurels and think of hadi and steal money from the people. That's what they do, majority of them. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the ummah, read 5 salat, but he read 6 salat, including tahajjud. He told the ummah, you must fast 1 month per year, Ramadan, but he used to fast Mondays and Thursdays, 13, 14, 15th of the lunar month. The master alayhi salam told the ummah and the international followers, in your excess wealth, you must give 2.5%. But he, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, would not allow tibaru zahar, even one piece of gold to remain in his house for one night. Remember that. So that is why he went always the extra mile to set the precedent for humanity and posterity.
Listen to this one here. This is Malal. He says, AK, many non-Muslims are gone for Islamic pilgrimage. Don't you think this should have been done a long time ago, Malal Ustad?
So you must remember that if non-Muslims embrace Islam, so that's very good. So you must remember that, you see, in South Africa, that pastor, I don't know his name, they say he got 100,000 followers, I don't know, because media sometimes exaggerates, but we give the benefit of the doubt to him, and remember that then he was invited, and then he went for Hajj, so all that is very good. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna al-Islam yahdimu ma kana qabla, wa inna al-Hajj yahdimu ma kana qabla. When a person embraces Islam, so you must remember that it erases, expunges the sins of the past. When a person performs Hajj and pilgrimage only for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah, then his sins will be erased and wiped out and so forth. So that is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmed. If you mean non-Muslims like you, Tom, Dick and Harry, and Tom, Dick and Mary, and Marlon, and so forth, you want to go for Hajj, or they're there already, so that we blame MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, and the Saudi regime. No non-Muslim must be there. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said on his deathbed, أَخْرِجُ الْيَهُودُ وَالنَّصَارَى مِنْ جَزِيرَةِ الْعَرَبِ. Expel the Jews and the Christians from the Arab Peninsula, and all this, the whole Saudi, the whole Emirates, there should not be one Jew, one Christian there. But you look at these haramis and these murtads, boot licking the West, they invite them more and more to Makkah, Medina, and where, and so forth. Absolutely haram and not permissible.
A listener says, Ustad, when we ask the Christians who was running the world before Jesus was born, they say the Holy Spirit from heaven. What should we respond, Ustad?
So you must ask them who created the Holy Spirit. So you must remember, this is something which... Sorry about that. That remember, the Christians are in a real tangle, in a real spider's web. They don't know how to come out, and therefore our brothers Ibrahim Anderson, our ambassador with the help and mercy of Allah, our brothers Abdullah van Wijk, who is another ambassador, they were pastors, and then Allah Ta'ala blessed them, and now they are inviting towards Islam. So they know that this whole Christianity, the true teaching of Christianity, was something else. Then a jutla came. Everywhere you will find a jutla, harami Jew somewhere in the mix. So the jutla came. His name was Saul. So Saul saw a dream. He became Paul, and he hijacked the whole Christian religion, just like Zionism today has hijacked the whole Judaism. So what happens is this, that they said that no, Paul, now say Pauline theory, that there is a thing like called Trinity. So Father, then the Holy Son, and the Holy Ghost, and so forth. So the Father, they mean Almighty Allah, Allah forbid. Holy Son, they mean Jesus. Holy Spirit, they mean Jibreel, and so forth. So ask them then, who created him? And who was running the world before him? So all this, none of them can answer. Till today they cannot answer how three is one and one is three. Therefore you find that people are fed up with Christianity, Judaism, other religions, and they embrace Islam. People try and say Islam is this and that, but you must remember, وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهِ. They plot and they plan. وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. Allah is the best of planners, and Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, remember, then He alone, you must remember, lets Islam prevail, and it is a magnet, and that is how people embrace Islam daily, alhamdulillah, in different parts of the world.
So Ustaz, why is it that when Bashar al-Assad of Syria wrongfully kills thousands of Palestinians, the news and United Nations is silent, but when Israel defends itself and a Palestinian is killed, everyone goes berserk? Gideon, your answer, AK, please.
So start. You must remember, Gideon, I told you always, you are a person whose brains are tangled up. You must remember that you invaded Palestine. You are haramis, you are donkeys. That's what Quran says. You're stealing every day. Don't you see you are stealing now again 5,700? Even America is condemning you, your biggest friend. The whole world is condemning you. United Nations Secretary General said you must stop this illegal settlements immediately. So you are stealing everything. And regarding Bashar Assad, whether he kills the Palestinians or whether he kills the Syrians, he is a non-Muslim just like you. He is another donkey. So you must remember that Bashar Assad is a pakka 100% thoroughbred Shia. Our fatwa and verdict for past 40 years and that is a non-Muslim. So remember that we got nothing to do with him. But Israel is the biggest terrorist regime in the world, you must remember. And they are cursed, and you also cursed for supporting them.
I've got Brother Kurt, Ustad. He says that, is the Syrian civil war over? If so, then who won, Ustad?
So you must remember, there's no civil war and all that. There is what they call dictatorship, because Bashar Assad, it's just like Israel. Israel can do nothing without American and European support. So Bashar Assad and his father, Hafiz Assad, and them can do nothing without Russian support. If you know anything of Syria, Palestine, I've been there. We don't say Israel. We say Palestine. We say occupied Palestine. I've been there 5 times. Syria, I've been there 3-4 times with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah. So you will know that there is a Russian base there, Tartus, and that's why he flexes his muscles, because he knows Russia wants that base all the time in Tartus of Syria, and then he gets away with murder. So you, all you, Gideon, and you, Kurt, and whatever, you must ask this question. Who is stealing the oil from Syria? Is Americans. Every day they steal oil. Then they siphon it to Iraq. And there is another Kuffar Shia regime. And from there it goes here and there and all that. So who is, nothing to do with holy war. All this is to do with oily war. So remember, it's not civil war. Civil war is both sides. People have arms and ammunition. This is, remember, massacre and war crimes. And also how Israel commits war crimes. And every leader of this is a war criminal and son of Hitler. So, or daughter of Hitler, like Golda Meir. So you must remember, Bashar Assad and them are 100% war criminals and so forth. And they're only standing there and remaining in power because Russia backs them. That's all.
Somebody says here, but Ustad, isn't it better just to keep quiet and go for Hajj and Umrah instead of speaking bad of MBS, Ustad?
So remember, that is the work of people like you who are traitors to Islam. You must remember, we perform Hajj, Allah Ta'ala accept it. Ameen. We perform Umrah, Allah Ta'ala accept it. Allah Ta'ala took us inside the Kaaba, Musharrafah. So we must keep quiet like your Maulvis who are traitors to Islam and Ghaddar. That's a sign of nifaq and hypocrisy to sit on the fence and commit a major offense. So rather we said, yeah, what is our distinction? Don't you know Quran? Why are you the best of people? Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas ta'muruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhauna 'anil munkar. That you are the best of people taken out for the benefit of humanity. You command the good, you forbid the evil. We don't curry favor with any person, any organization, politician or government. So what good is there? I go for Hajj after performing Hajj with Allah and stand on the wrong day in Arafat. Today is a wrong day. Everybody knows that is a wrong day. So these never saw the moon. They got all phantom sighting and so forth and so on. So, but the Hajj of the Hajjis will be accepted and is valid. The sun is on them. So you and your ilk and your crooked Maulvis and them and sheikhs, y'all are the ones who bootlick and so forth. We don't do bootlicking. We tell you the truth, whether you like it or you lump it.
Ustad, if I have the flu, should I stay at home and read Salah or still go to the masjid?
You must go masjid. You don't go shop. You don't go everywhere. Tell them there's a sale there now at Woolworths. How many Muslims will be there? We're telling you, don't go to these haramis, but let them put a special. You will see how many Muslims are there. No flu, no nothing. Then everything is working and functioning. Only for namaz. That is why I objected on this the most. You must remember that all these doctors and they said close the masjid, but they never closed their surgery. Ask them how many of them close their surgery. That is where the virus is. Masjid is Allah Ta'ala's spreader, super spreader of Allah's mercy. I'm going masjid now. When we enter the masjid, what we say? Allahumma iftah li abwaab rahmatik. Oh Almighty Allah, may open the doors of your mercy for us. And the market, the bazaar, the malls, that are the worst places. Authentic hadith of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Habbul biladi ilallah, the most beloved place to Allah is the masajid, wa abghadul biladi ilallah, and the worst place are the market, the mall, the bazaars and so forth. So you must learn to be a Muslim and your thinking thought process must be Muslim. Not your name is Bilal but you think like the Kuffar Bali, your name is Maryam and you think like Mary. So last question, finish.
I see Jeremy says, I heard the questions of Gideon, so why was the US against President Saddam Hussein, aka
So remember, because Saddam Hussein told them and Gaddafi told them, we're going to sell oil in any currency. We don't have to sell in your dollars. Who the hell are you to come and dictate to us that we must sell it in dollars? Saddam Hussein, President Saddam Hussein, Rahimahullah, Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. So they exhumed his body and his body was found fresh. That is Saddam Hussein. After 12 years, they're dead. What you know what's happening? So you must remember these type of things. Yeah? Yeah. And all your Israeli leaders, Sharon and whole lot Golda Meir and Ben Gurion, whole lot dispatched to hell. Go open the grave and see. Then you will know what's who is who in the zoo. So remember this. We end it off there. So today, inshallah, tonight we'll be in Ispingo Rail, where Mona Asif Ali is. Isha time and after Isha. Barakallahu fiqh.
Salam. Musa Akudi, Ustaz, the dua.
The dua today will be Moana Musa Akudi from Arafat, South African time, 3 o'clock. Arafat time, Makkah time, 4 o'clock. Inshallah, Aziz. Salamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.